USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Nashville police say this week's school shooter had parents who forbade her from owning guns because she had some mental problems.
Receiving help for an emotional disorder, but she had not been committed to an institution.
Police Chief John Drake says the shooter, a transgender Nashville woman, went to several stores to legally purchase her firearms. He adds her parents said they were unaware because she hid the weapons. Dominion Voting Systems wants to put Fox News hosts and executives on the witness stand in its $1.6 billion defamation case. That includes President Jay Wallace and on-air hosts Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura Ingraham, among others. The company is suing Fox over claims it made that it rigged the 2020 presidential election. Dominion has said in court filings that it would have been impossible for its systems to flip votes from Trump to Biden, as many on Fox suggested. The head of Health and Human Services is trying to calm fears that immigrant children are being placed in dangerous situations while they wait to make their case for asylum. Secretary Javier Becerra defended the agency's screening process.
We vet everyone who's coming through our works as a potential sponsor.
There are claims that some of the migrant children are being sold into human slavery. The hearing comes during a spike in unaccompanied minors abandoned at the border. And President Biden traveling across America to promote investment in the U.S.
President Biden kicked off what he's calling a three-week Investing in America tour in North Carolina.
We're making chips that go into electric vehicles, powered by batteries and critical minerals that you're making here in North Carolina.
Biden also took the opportunity to accuse Republicans of wanting to repeal the investments his administration has made in infrastructure and domestic manufacturing. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing all cylinders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
At least 40 people are dead after a fire broke out at a migrant detention center in Mexico Monday night. The blaze happened at the National Migration Institute in Ciudad Juarez, which sits across the border from El Paso, Texas. More than 60 men were detained at the center. One witness, whose husband was hospitalized, said the detainees were locked inside while employees evacuated. President Biden says he supports the Second Amendment, but noted it's not absolute.
You're not allowed to go out and own an automatic weapon. You're not allowed to own a machine gun. You're not allowed to own a flamethrower. You're not allowed to own so many other things. Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets?
While speaking in North Carolina, the president called Monday's deadly shooting at a Nashville school senseless. He again urged Congress to pass an assault weapons ban. The Senate majority leader is calling out one senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, for holding up more than 150 Pentagon nominees over the Defense Department's abortion policy.
Tuberville is not just blocking a targeted group of nominees. He is blocking all senior military officer promotions.
Senator Chuck Schumer accused Tuberville of hindering the military's work. Tuberville has delayed civilian and flag officer nominations in protest of a new DOD policy providing leave and reimbursement for service members who need to travel to get an abortion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.